Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA. Don't let the frackin' frackers frack you, bro.
Tune into the sounds of Field Recordings in Composition on the Framework Show, Saturdays at 7 p.m., on Wayfarm Radio and WGXC. Tune in Frameworks Field Recording Compositions every Saturday. WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Bill Mahoney and Anna Gronewald report for Politico that New York Senate Republicans kept John Flanagan as their leader November 16th as he beat Senator Kathy Young of Olean 14-9. Senate Republicans aligned with several Democrats had held the majority in the Senate until the November 6th election when they lost 8 seats. Quote, at the end of the day, we all came together. That's what we have to do, unquote, Flanagan said after the vote. Quote, I have every expectation that things are not going to be any different than when I was afforded the opportunity to serve as majority leader. I'm going to travel around all the state. I'm going to work with all my colleagues, as I have done year after year after year. We're playing a different role, obviously, being in the minority. But in terms of how we deal with our members internally, I expect to have the good fortune of serving with some really great, hardworking people, unquote. Read the full story for Politico. Daily Freeman reports that there were 100 new jobs added in Greene County over the past year, according to the monthly employment report issued November 15th by the New York State Department of Labor. Greene County employment rose 0.7% to 15,200 jobs from October 2017. Columbia County employment remained the same at 22,200 in October. In Ulster County, the non-farm job total rose by 1,400 or 2.1% with 65,000 total jobs. Dutchess and Putnam County statistics are combined in the report, with 2,500 non-farm jobs added in the two counties over the past year, a 1.7% increase to 153,500. Statewide, the unemployment rate in October 2018 was 4%, down from 4.1% the previous month before, and down from 4.7% in October 2017. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced November 15th $41.5 million in grants for 20 municipal water infrastructure projects in the Capital Region, including several in the WGXC listening area. They included Columbia County getting $2,299,250 towards a $9,197,000 project. The Village of Coxsackie got $3 million for its $5 million water infrastructure project. Germantown receives $625,000 for a $2.5 million project. Greenville gets $1,107,180 toward its $1,845,300 project. Petersburg in Rensselaer County gets $740,970 for its $1,234,950 project. And the Village of Ravenna in southern Albany County receives $2,382,000 for a $3,970,000 project. I'm Tom Rowe. Go to the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Saturday should be mostly sunny with a high near 40 and a low around 26. Sunday, there's a 40% chance of snow after 1 p.m., with less than a half an inch possible. Sky should be mostly cloudy with a high near 34 and a low around 27. Then Monday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers, which could turn to rain at midday with a high near 37 and a low around 22. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.
You are listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves, in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farm Radio and WGXC 90.7 FM, hands-on community radio, present Sonic Anthropology, with Comrade Squelch, Eight Nights of Binaural Motion, Recombinant Waves, Reimagined Sound Maps, Phonographic Ephemera, Ethnographic Archives, Media Archaeology, Generative Texts, Resultant Melodies, Revenant Memories, Interspecies Communication, and Post-Human Voices, Episode 5, Transnational Geographic, Around the World by Ear.
Barba alba, trajea pe mândra-ndrum brava, unu-n cheșcu barba alba, da japi mandrandrum brava. Si iarna huleagă nu. Firea naibii moți bătrâne, ce-a mâncat mărul din sân, că-l păstram pentru-n copil, că-l păstram pentru-n copil. Lasă copilul la dracu și dă-i lui moșu săracu, copilul-i copilărul zic, la pădă mărul pe jos. Și v-am văd. Și t-a spus mândră să vii, și t-a spus mândră să vii, că-și poate ca bine o știi, n-aștept acasă-ți mai spui. Că-și poate ca bine o știi, n-aștept acasă-ți mai spui. Iubitul mi-a pus capul. Uite-o, uite-o, bată sântul, cum-i balde josul vântul. Șorțule-i cu bagahteile, moare-ne-i ca după ele. Șorțule-i cu bagahteile, moare-ne-i ca după ele. Una gurița și te duc. Esa carta me dicen que cayó preso mi hermano y sin lástima con grillo por la calle lo arrastraron, sí. La carta dice el motivo que ha cometido Roberto, haber apoyado el paro que ya se había resuelto. ¿Acaso esto es un motivo, presa? También voy, sargento, sí. Yo que me encuentro tan lejos, esperando una noticia, me viene a decir en la carta que en mi patria no hay justicia. Los hambrientos piden pan, plomo le da la milicia. Y de frac sin tener merecimiento, van y vienen de la iglesia y olvidan los mandamientos, sí. Habráse visto insolencia, barbarie y alevosía de presentar el trabuco y matar a sangre fría a quien defensa no tiene, con las dos manos vacías, sí. La carta que he recibido me pide contestación. Yo pido que se propale por toda la población, que el lunes es un sanguinario en toda generación, sí. Tengo guitarra para llorar mi dolor. También tengo nueve hermanos fuera del que se engrilló. Los nueve son comunistas con el favor de mi Dios, sí.
Me encontraste y a merced a tus años. Natural Mind by Willem Flusser. A curious fact, trees are almost invisible. Every attempt to contemplate them proves it. There is a dense, multi-layered mist between the one who contemplates and the tree. The mist reflects the light that comes from the lighthouse of contemplative intention. Thus, contemplation is surreptitiously transformed into reflection, and the one who contemplates cannot interfere in this. There is something that surrounds trees, something that is mysterious because it is nebulous. If I look through my window and seek to contemplate the cedar that rises majestically in the center of my Angevin park, I have to accept this fact as the starting point that is imposed upon me by the situation in which I find myself. To be sure, trees are partially invisible for, shall we say, physical and biological reasons, as their largest part is buried under the ground. Such a mundane and apparently obvious fact tends to be forgotten, however, by many of the thinkers that take trees as structural models. Trees are, in fact, the preferred model. However, it is not this partial invisibility that stands in a nebulous way between the tree and the one who contemplates it. What stands between them are phantasms, ectoplasms, specters, and ethereal bodies that hover around trees and make them inaccessible. Such arboreal divinities inhabit all mythologies. I will not seek, therefore, to grasp the essence of the cedar in my park, but only this, the strange and foreign climate that it irradiates. Since I shall not grasp the cedarness of the cedar, maybe I will grasp something of its strangeness or foreignness. After all, I am just as strange and foreign in my Angevin park as is the cedar. Or am I already anthropomorphizing the cedar? Provocative questions that make the cedar speak, and perhaps certain answers may be provoked from the cedar. How do I know that the cedar is a stranger? Answer, I know the tree is a cedar, and cedars are native to Lebanon, not from here. This answer is no good. It was not given by the cedar, but by my schoolbooks. However, beware. The answer is not entirely impertinent. Cedars from Lebanon. Does this not mean King Solomon and the building of the temple? And is there not something of this meaning around the cedar in the park, or is this not one of such specters? How does the cedar in the park tell me that it's a stranger?
na kulubute niki na kokuna bara barbino bara di bentola ya ya o ya o ya o
Mama, le sale sale bu ile gardega.
Attends, compagnon. Je m'en vais travailler, juste une maman. Maman, le soleil, il me regardait. À l'école, vite au travail, compagnon. Je m'en vais travailler, juste une maman. Maman, le soleil, il me regardait. À l'école, vite au travail.
You're listening to Sonic Anthropology on Waveform Radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Hands-On Community Radio, ACRA. I'm Comrade Squelch. Tonight's episode, Transnational Geographic, Around the World by Ear. The music we're hearing is unpublished outtakes from a film about the Mangbetu people of northeastern Congo called Spirits of Defiance, made by Jeremy Marr and Harcourt Films, part of the Beats of the Heart series of the 1980s on British television. Highly recommended if you can catch any of the episodes, and made in cooperation with the American Museum of Natural History for the exhibition African Reflections. Just before that, we heard another excerpt from those reels made for the film of Mangbetu girls playing percussion with snail shells on the water. Actually, Mangbetu women and girls traditionally were not allowed to play musical instruments, so they managed to use the river as their drum when they're in the water, swimming, washing, splashing around, cupping their hands on the water, and also using snail shells as percussion mallets to play the water. The kids we heard before that were recorded by me in Kaolack, Senegal. And just before that, another field recording I made in Bali, Indonesia, the Peliatan Gamelan, doing a Gamelan Gong Kibyar. We heard a little bit of Cities in Memory, the Global Sound Map Project, a remix of some sounds from Bali, also from Ubud, right next to Peliatan. Cities in Memory, where field recordings and reimagined maps are brought together. Prior to that, we heard the great Turkish tambur player Nestet Yasar, along with a reading of an excerpt from Natural Mind by Willem Flusser, all about the cedar in the park. From the great Lydia.